I'm WBAL's Robert Lang in Annapolis. Here's how Governor O'Malley describes Maryland's health benefits exchange.
I mean, that website is now functional for most of our citizens.
The governor says while the major problems with the website have been fixed, there are still glitches, and those glitches will remain even after January 1st.
And if people aren't able to sign up by January 1, then they will have to sign up for February 1.
The governor, though, is not saying those Marylanders who can't get insurance before the end of the year because of the website problems are out of luck.
No, the state is saying that there's no such thing in our state as a spare American. We appreciate your patience and persistence.
The governor did announce that Friday was the largest one day for enrollments. About 900 people signed up. He also said because of the technical problems, Care First, one of the largest insurers on the exchange, is extending the deadline for 2014 policy applications from next Monday to Friday of next week, December 27th. He says those policies will take effect on January 1st, with premium payments due on the 15th. He also says the state is working to fix other problems.
All of this is a new program, and you're all free to be outraged that it's not perfect at the outset, if you like.
In Annapolis, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.